Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold-cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9 at the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm being dinged out of here already.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We're going to be with you all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening, as per usual. Now, just a little over a year ago, we interviewed Leona Chin. Mm. You remember that?
No, because I didn't interview her.
Oh, you weren't here, were you? You were on
Europe.
Your jollies in Europe. Yes, Europe on your first European tour. Leona Chin, if you don't already know, is a Malaysian drift driver based here, of course, in KL. Today, we have a different girl racer. Her name is Geraldine Reed. Mm. She is based here in KL. She hails from Sarawak. She is an ex-national junior squash athlete. And she took part in the whole thing for the all-female Red Bull Rookies team in 2014. And now races here as part of the Dream... What is it? The Dream Chaser Malaysia.
That's right.
So I want to get some more information out of her, you know? Because I don't drive, right?
And so yes.
I'm interested to see where her passion for driving fast around a racetrack come from and how she managed to support herself while she does this.
Yeah, and she's got a day job as well.
She's got a day job.
So I was just wondering, how do you balance your time? You need to practice for racing and you're like, you know, you have a day job and you're preparing. She is preparing right now for the next race. And so much needs to be done. And I told her, like, why didn't you hire someone else to help you?
Right.
And she said, no, I want to do it on my own.
But
she
did say that they only get sometimes an hour to practice before the actual race, you know, so it's not like she can go out each week and practice before.
But
she
I think
does
that's
it.
Not enough, right?
And
you got to be
so
super focused as
right,
well.
Right. Anyway, as per usual, we have a giveaway this evening 016-201-9000. We are giving away two single patty sets from our friends over at My Burger Lab.
That's
thank
right.
you, My Burger Lab. You've been with us all the way through, so supportive.
Have you been to My Burger Lab?
Of course, I have.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
I'm just checking because you'd have not been to.
Go on.
From your house for a long time.
That's not true. Liar. Fibber. Anyway, we will ask you a question a little bit later on in the show. And of course, usual 016-201-9000.
Any questions for us tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM DDON.
We'll be right back after these messages. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio today by...
Geraldine Reed.
Hello, Geraldine Reed.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
You've got this wonderful smile on your face, and a part of that is because you said, I get to wear headphones?
Yeah.
What is all that about?
Well, this is the first time I've been in a radio station where I've had to wear
right.
headphones.
Yeah. They don't make you do it in the other places. You look like Princess Leia now you've got those on,
oh,
you see, right?
Thank you.
Actually, she does.
She does, right? Yeah. Okay, so Geraldine, I set it up at the beginning of the show saying that you're a Malaysian race car driver based here in KL. You came from Kuching, ex-national squash player, junior athlete.
That's right.
Right? And so, okay, we interviewed, as I mentioned to you before, Leona Chin just over a year ago. And she was saying, you know, how there are very, very, very few female racing drivers of any kind here in Malaysia. I could probably count them on one hand, I think, right? You're one of them now. How long have you been doing it?
My first race was with the Red Bull Rookies in 2014.
Right.
But last year was my first full season of racing
right.
at the Malaysian Championship Series.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me what the Red Bull Rookies is what exactly?
The Red Bull Rookies was a search that was done. I think they did it for 7 years in a row. I was the last batch in 2014. And during my year, they were looking for a full female team. So they had a nationwide search, and then I took part. I made the team, and then together with another two girls, we went racing at the Sepang 1000 kilometer endurance race.
Mm. Wow. So how much racing had you done before that?
None.
None at all? So from no racing to 1,000 kilometers?
Yes, that's right.
Oh my word, that's quite a step.
Yeah.
Exciting, though?
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. Well,
go on.
No, go on.
Why, though? Why did you decide that racing is a thing you wanted to try?
It really started, like, with the search. A friend of mine said, you know, hey, Geraldine, since you like cars and you can drive a manual, why don't you try out for the search?
Because, I like that. And you can drive a manual.
Yeah, not many girls can drive manual.
Yeah. Not many men can drive manual anymore.
You're one of them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so I said, all right, I'll give it a shot, because they were offering stuff like defensive driving courses, which is really beneficial for anyone really who drives on the road. So said, you know, even if I didn't make the team, I'd be able to go for the course. So I joined up, I went through the stages, and then I made the team.
Brilliant.
I mean, from an ex-national squash player to a car race driver right now, but why the switch?
Why the switch?
Yeah.
I actually hung up my racket like very many years ago when I decided to, you know, when it was time to go to university. So I stopped playing squash then. It's been quite a while now. So I think I've had this, you know, some like...
You've had an itch to scratch.
Not an itch, but, you know, when you don't... I need a new interest. Like there wasn't anything else that was interesting for me. And then I think at the time when this opportunity came up, I'm like, yeah, I'll go for it. And then it changed my world.
So you woke up one day and you went, I'm going to drive fast, and that's what I want to do.
It's just adrenaline, right?
It wasn't really that, but I think once I got into the search, and then, you know, when you go through the stages, like it was, I think, top 40 and then top 20 and then top 10. And then I went, oh my God, I'm just one step away from making an actual real racing team.
Right.
And I went, you know what? I want this.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Brilliant. Yeah. Hold that thought. We're going to take a very short break. We do have a giveaway, though, folks. 016-201-9000. We're giving away two single patty sets thanks to our friends over at My Burger Lab.
Thank you.
Here's a question.
Tell us which part of Malaysia is Geraldine from. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win. Any questions for Geraldine tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
We're going to take a very short break, but we'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Geraldine. No, I'm joking. I'm Adeline Chung.
Did you really just do that? We are joined. Oh, my word. We're joined in the studio, of course, by racing driver Geraldine Reed. She's with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. So, Geraldine, you were talking about how you were part of the Red Bull Rookies at first.
Yes.
Back in 2014.
Yes.
Then you became part of a fully fledged racing team.
Yes.
Now, tell me about the kind of training process and some of the stuff that you have to go through. I mean, because, you know, it's not just about driving fast, is it? It's not just about getting a decent lap time. There is an element of endurance to it. There's an element of like physicality to it as well. Tell us a little bit more.
For me, I actually, because I take my fun seriously, and also because I'm an ex national athlete, I actually think that, you know, fitness is very important when it comes to racing. So to prepare for my races, I actually do, I have a personal trainer, which I go for HIIT training, and also I do group acceleration training at Body Tone. So all this really helps me stay fit to be able to do the endurance races, because this year as well, some of the races are a bit longer than others, and for some of the races I actually race on my own, whereas other teams have like two drivers where they
swap,
you know, within the 1 hour.
That seems unfair.
It's not unfair. It's just a choice.
Right.
But for myself, because with the Malaysian Championship Series, I'm actually racing on my own. So I need to be able to last that full 1 hour of the race. Yeah.
Right. But in terms of the stuff that you've learned, you know, in the way to drive.
Yeah. When it comes to racing, it's not, you know, it's not like a badminton court or a squash court where you can train every day. You can go to court, you know, put on your shoes and just practice. But when it comes to the track, it's not like it's available every day for you to go. So you actually have a schedule that you need to see if it's available. And then there's the cost of obviously towing the car there, the race car cost, the crew and stuff like that. So every practice counts because time is so precious.
It's almost like you're the money that you have, you're pouring away like water. You know? Do you know what I mean? Because you're paying for your car, you're paying for the touring, you're paying for this, you're paying for that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, though, is there a profit in it for anybody other than, you know, you're progressing your own spiritual self almost?
I think the big misconception is like everybody thinks that all race car drivers do it.
Right.
As a career, but in actual fact, a lot of them, it's a hobby or a passion for a lot of them. And to be honest, only very few people are able to make it a career. For example, you only get a salary if you're like a factory driver or maybe like the top few F1 drivers. Like, but for the rest of us, we actually do need to come up with the funding to be able to race.
And have a daytime job sometimes.
I mean, I was about to ask, like, you know, apart from racing, you also have a day job.
Yes.
So where do you find time to practice? Because you got to be very focused when a race is coming up soon, right?
Yeah, I think in that sense, because track schedule is always planned, so we actually know which days are available just before our races for us to go for testing, we call it. So we actually know which days, so I can take the time off from
so you
work.
Can't practice way before that, but you only practice just, is it a few hours on that particular day itself?
No, usually there'll be a day or two available just before our race weekend.
Right.
Yeah, that's for everyone to like just go and test their cars when they're racing that weekend.
And there'll be a bunch of people on the track at the same time you're on there.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Awkward. It's like being in KL stuck in traffic sometimes. Okay, I have a question. You know, so when you're training for the endurance races compared to the sprint race, is there a different training technique?
There's no different training technique. I think the difference really is fitness-wise, you have to be, you know, you have to make sure that you have the stamina.
Yeah.
Because once you get tired, then mentally you just lose your concentration.
Right.
You know, so it's very important to be fit.
Right.
Yeah, so.
You said you always had this interest in cars then.
Yeah.
Where did that come from, do you think?
In Australia, I used to go to the
the motor shows.
Yeah, the motor shows, yeah. But that was really more, you know, the looks.
Yeah.
You know, cars on display.
Yeah.
But not racing, because nobody actually took me to the track, or I didn't think to ask, hey, are you guys going to the track? You know, can I go? But apparently I had friends who did, but they're like, they're asking me now, why didn't you come with us to the track? Like, you never asked me.
You never asked me?
Yeah.
Okay, so what, what changed your mind then? I mean, there must have been something, you say, okay, you knew about this Red Bull rookie thing.
Yeah.
Did somebody tell you about it? How did you find out?
Yeah, a friend of mine actually told me about the search, and he said, you know, you really should just go and try out. You know, there's nothing to lose. And it's a great opportunity, because if you actually do, you know, if you actually do make it into the team, you actually get to go racing like in a proper full sanctioned race. You know, they'll give you some training, you know, and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? I'll give it a go.
I'll give it a go.
Okay, so the two things that you took away from the experience from Red Bull Rookies was the defensive training and the advanced training courses, right? So back in the UK, the defensive driving course would be something where you learn advanced techniques for stuff like when it rains or, you know, avoiding an accident or one thing or another. And it would affect the cost of your insurance for your car when you're on the road. Is it the same here?
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay. What do you learn from it then? What's the kind of stuff you learn from it?
I think it teaches you, you know, braking and, you know, how to control the car and stuff like that. And it makes anyone who takes the course a much more confident driver on the road.
Right.
Yeah, so it's very beneficial for every driver, really. It's not so much for racing, but it's just like on the road.
Everybody would benefit from it, right? I remember being sat in a car with a Malaysian driver, and the first time I was in the passenger seat.
Not me, right?
No, it wasn't you. And I thought to myself, this person who I'm with is driving a little bit too close to the, to the car in front. And I said, do you not think you're a little bit too close? And she said, well, I can see the wheels, so everything is okay, of the front car. And I'm like, no, that's not it. You know, you should be at least a car and a bit more further back. Yeah. But there tends to be a very different driving style here in Malaysia. Let's put it that way.
Well, when we get our license, like what you said, you know, you got to keep a distance, you know, one car away, you know, but just that people do not follow the rules.
Right.
And it also depends on how fast you're going.
Right.
Because if you're going much faster, then you need a lot more space to brake.
Correct. Yes,
car.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of a driver are you on the road, Geraldine?
I'm a safe driver.
You're a safe
driver.
Of course you are. Of course you are. You're right. Okay. What's the plan now then? So are we in a situation now where you're all sponsored for this season and everything is sorted out and all your money has fallen into place?
We are in the process of looking for more sponsors. I actually do have some sponsors. This year I'm racing again with Team Dream Chaser Malaysia. You know, I've got the same Satriano that I've been driving last year. So
there you go. That's what the car is. We were going to ask you that as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
how is it to drive?
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a great car to start, you know, racing in. So second year with Team Dream Chaser Malaysia. And this year we've got on board my new sponsors, Rowi Motor Oil, as well as Monspace Mall. So yeah, I'm really excited because, you know, without their support, I probably wouldn't be able to target the both series that I want to be racing in this year. Yeah.
And how pushy are you when you try and get your sponsors? What do you say to them?
What do I say to them?
Come on, Richard.
No, I mean, it interests me.
I think it's, you know, it's a very interesting marketing opportunity for sponsors because, although I don't really like to say it, but, you know, and girls do stand out a little bit
they
more
do.
On the track.
They
it's
do.
Just because we're rare.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, so that's essentially what I was going to say is like, as much as we don't want to say, you know, there's few girls, there are, and we could do with more of them.
Yeah.
Right? And I think a lot more people would go and watch motorsports.
Yeah, and I think it's very important for other drivers as well to realize that, you know, if you want to get sponsors, you actually have to make it worth your sponsors' investment. So things like social media and stuff like that, it really helps to get your sponsors' brands out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
okay, let's take a short break. We'll come back, a few more questions, and then on to Smarty Pants, because I know you are a competitive being.
Of course she is. All right, we're giving away 2 single patty sets, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. The question is, which part of Malaysia is Geraldine from? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Tell us where deserve to win. Any questions for us tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by
Geraldine Reed,
a Malaysian race car driver. She's with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. We've not managed to scare her off yet.
She's
got Smarty Pants coming up very shortly. We had a bit of a chat just during the break there.
Heated chat, actually.
Not a heated chat amongst ourselves, but Geraldine, let's be honest. You know, we asked you about getting sponsorship and what you say on one thing or another. Now, there is obviously a potentially non-positive side to this whole thing, right? Where there are some people who feel as though girls shouldn't be racing cars. And they say things like what you've just said to me, girls don't race cars, they crash cars.
Yes, that's right.
That's just
and they've said then. This to you personally.
Yes.
What was your reaction to that idiot?
I just looked at him and
smiled.
I just had to ignore him because what do you say to people like that?
I would have slapped his face, probably.
Yeah.
You know, and that's being polite. I mean, but no, you said as you also said. In fact, tell me what you said because somebody asked you this about the Red Bull or said it to you.
Oh, previously when the girls were doing the Red Bull rookie search, you know, there were people who also commented saying that, you know, it's a beauty pageant and they're not actually looking for like girls who can drive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, like, why would anyone put girls who can't drive into a race car, into a proper race?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's not safe if you actually can't
right.
handle a race car.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it would be rather pointless if this girl who can't race is just crashing.
Yeah.
There'd be an awful waste of money.
Yeah.
Potential loss of life.
Yeah.
Not good for Red Bull and their brand as it is. It makes no sense.
No. And to be honest, the girls that actually signed up for the Red Bull Rookies, they were all like really, you know, really good drivers generally.
Right.
You know.
Do you get a lot of all these negative feedbacks and all? All the time?
In the beginning, yes. In the beginning, yes. During that year, you know, during the search and just after the search, you know, we did get a lot of comments and stuff like that. But I think, as you know, as my team, we raced that year. We came in 12th place out of, like, I think it was 30 cars. And that was not only privateers, but, you know, factory teams alike.
Yeah.
So we finished an endurance race, a 9-hour endurance race.
Higher than some of the fully professional.
Yeah, and we did pretty well for, you know, girls who had never raced before, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, so can girls drive?
I was going to say, so if you had the opportunity to say something back to that person.
What would you say?
What would you say now? Na, 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 na. That's pretty much what I'd say, you know. I'd say something like that, but okay. So, Geraldine, what's kind of on the cards for you over the next few months? I mean, I know you've got a whole bunch of races coming up.
Yeah, the next race coming up is the round two of the Malaysian Championship Series, which is at Sepang Circuit from the 7th to 9th April. And then I've got the Malaysian Speed Festival on the 16th of April.
Okay.
So,
which are you most looking forward to?
All of them.
All because you just get a drive.
All of them.
So how prepared are you?
As prepared as I can be, but definitely looking forward to the next practice session. Yeah.
I mean, it's really interesting because despite the fact that you're clearly super competitive and people have said horrible things, you seem completely zen about the whole thing.
I am, because I'm the one who gets to go racing.
And there you
them.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again. Nah, 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 nah. All right. Okay. Enough of that. Let's stop being silly. Let's have some competitiveness. Let's have a little bit of Smarty Pants. You all know what it sounds like. It sounds like this.
Smarty Pants.
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 If you get a question right, it sounds like this. If you get a question wrong, it sounds like this. There you go. Right, so the idea is 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can. Geraldine, stop looking at the sheet. If you don't know the answer, say skip and we move right on, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Okay, right.
Your three
minutes start now. How many lines make up the London Underground Railway System? 11 or 15?
11.
Indeed. The 1965 film The Heroes of Telemark is set in which European country? Finland or Norway?
Norway.
Yes. An apple seed contains which poisonous substance? Arsenic or cyanide?
Skip.
What is the name of Katharina's husband in The Taming of the Shrew? Antonio or Petruchio?
Petruchio?
Correct. Philip Pirrip is the lead character in which Charles Dickens novel, Great Expectations or Hard Times?
Great Expectations.
It is. The Judgment of Paris is a famous work by which artist? Peter Paul Rubin or John Constable?
Skip.
The dairy product Skyr originated in which country? Iceland or Switzerland?
Iceland.
Yes. Which planet is home to the Tropic of Cancer? Mercury or Earth?
Earth.
Yes. Which band reunited in 2013 to save rock and roll? I'll put that in air quotes. Green Day or Fall Out Boy?
Fall Out Boy.
Yes, they did not save rock and roll. Who was Prime Minister of Australia at the outbreak of World War One? Andrew Fisher or John Curtin?
Andrew Fisher.
It was. What does a coprocephalist collect? Keyrings or shells?
What is that? Oh my God.
We'll find out in a minute.
A what?
A coprocephalist.
Keyrings or shells?
Yes.
Keyrings?
Yes. That's what it is, Adeline. There you go. All right. What sport featured in the video for Maroon 5's One More Night? Tennis or boxing?
Boxing?
It is. What is the name of the twin sister of the Disney character Donald Duck? Debbie or Della?
is a twin sister?
Yeah, I didn't know
I didn't
that
even
either.
Know that.
Skip!
Neosology is the study of what, which young creatures, birds or turtles? Yes, go on.
Birds.
Yes, well done. In which US state was actress Nicole Kidman born, Alaska or Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Yes. Laguna de Bay is the largest lake in which Asian country? Indonesia or the Philippines?
Indonesia.
Philippines. Mark Zuckerberg and Eduardo Saverin are two of the creators of which social networking service launched in February 2004? Facebook or Twitter?
Facebook.
It is. What is the name of the blue parrot-like cartoon character often referred to as Switzerland's Mickey Mouse? Globy or Pingu?
Could you repeat the question again?
What is the name of the blue parrot-like cartoon character often referred to as Switzerland's Mickey Mouse? Globy or Pingu?
Globy?
It is. I'll give you one more question. Maybe two. which character begins play in a standard game of Cluedo? Colonel Mustard or Miss Scarlet?
You just gave a clue there.
Colonel Mustard.
No, it's Miss Scarlet.
Okay, one more.
Yeah.
Kirk Douglas played the title role in which 1960 film about Roman slaves? Achilles or Spartacus?
Spartacus.
I am Spartacus. Well done. Geraldine Reed, you managed to get through 20 questions. We'll find out how well you did after the break. Don't go anywhere, folks. We are listening to, and you are listening to, That Time of Night. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
This is
Geraldine Reed.
So how well do we think we did, Geraldine?
I don't know.
You don't know. You did okay, though, I think, right?
But she was quite nervous.
She was a little bit nervous, just a little bit.
Sneakily trying to look at my paper.
I saw that right in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I know what you girls are like. Right.
Hey, excuse me?
Before we get to
apparently,
how...
Apparently, we can drive.
You can drive. I'm leaving it at that.
High five.
Before, anyway,
and we don't crash cars.
You don't crash cars. No. Moving swiftly along. So what we'll do is we'll go through some of the questions Geraldine got wrong first and then find out how well she did.
All right. The first one. An apple seed contains which poisonous substance? Is cyanide?
Cyanide.
The Judgment of Paris is a famous work by which artist? Is Peter Paul Rubens. What is the name of the twin sister of Disney character Donald Duck? Is Della.
I didn't even know he had a twin sister.
And we had a question from our intern. I think it was Geraldine. Does she wear pants?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Laguna de Bay is
everything about Disney right now is confusing.
I know. It is super confusing. Laguna de Bay is the largest lake in which Asian country? Is Philippines. And which character begins play in a standard game of Cluedo? It's Miss Scarlet. Ladies and gentlemen, Geraldine scored 15 points.
Congratulations. Not so bad at all. Not so bad at all. All right, Geraldine, before you take off, right, so the Malaysian Championship Series you've got happening on the 7th and 9th of April, right?
Yep.
5th to 7th of May. Oh my gosh, it goes all the way until the end of August.
Yeah.
And then the Malaysian Speed Festival, February, April, May, July, September, December.
Yeah, actually, yes.
You're busy, aren't you?
Busy.
Good
All
luck.
Out.
Seriously,
thank you.
Good luck. Let's hope a lot more people start supporting you, right?
Thank you.
Can we also teach Richard how to drive?
That's dangerous.
I can.
You can. Right.
I can teach you how to drive.
Okay. I'll do that. We need to book some time then, don't we?
Okay.
In between your very important race calendar.
Okay.
All right. Now then, before we wrap up, as per usual. Oh, I should say, if you missed any part of this show, you can go to the website and check out the show. You can also check out Leona Chin's interview. That was a year ago today. Mm. Just over a year ago. But if you can't do that, you can download our app in Google Play and in the App Store. Listen at your leisure.
That's right.
Right.
So I've been asking the question earlier, which part of Malaysia is Geraldine from? And the answer is
Kuching, Sarawak.
There you go. Okay, so facts then, Adeline, what have you got?
So did you know that in our dreams, we see real faces of real people that we have seen during our life but may not know or remember? Did you get that?
No.
Okay. We have all seen hundreds of
thousands
of... Repeating
is not going to happen. Go on.
No. I said, so we have seen hundreds of thousands of faces throughout our lives. So we have an endless supply of characters for our brain to utilize during our dreams.
Geraldine, so go on, look at this. She's holding her hand up.
You do. Oh, you. You get it?
I dream of race cars. I'm not joking. It's true. I dream of racing.
Do you really?
I do.
And wow.
And usually, you know, it's usually just before my races, I start dreaming of like either race cars or me driving.
But it's a good kind of dream, right? It's not the bad dream.
No. Okay. I think it's, yeah.
You're
me getting ready for my race.
I have a fact for you. Louis Armstrong spent his youth singing on the streets for spare change, but he didn't receive any formal musical training until the age of 11, when he was arrested for firing a pistol in the street during a New Year's Eve celebration. Hmm. It was in the detention facility that he said, "Me and music got married." Probably didn't say it like that, but there you go.
Yeah, Geraldine, that was bad.
Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
Girls can
drive. You know, when you dream about racing, when you wake up, do you feel like, you know, your whole entire body is like tired because in your dream you are racing?
No.
Or maybe you're holding the steering, waking up, you're like...
No, silly, because it's a dream.
No! Hey, it happened to me.
Oh, here we go. Geraldine, we've got 5 minutes to sit down and relax with this Auntie Adeline's story, right?
We'll save it for next time.
Really?
We can save it for next time.
Oh, I'm getting the eyes. Okay, it's time to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been That Time of Night from Deepest Darkest Band at Atama. Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.